Hey guys, it's Brandon Green, and let's get into Donald Trump. And he had an interview with Tucker Carlson simultaneously as the, or just ended, I think, before the Republican second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh place duked it out for no reason, because just Trump is going to win anyway. But anyway, they showed up and some embarrassed themselves, and I believe Vivek came out pretty strong, but we knew that anyway. Let's get into fucking this fucking David Pakman idiot's take on it all.
Donald Trump was not at the first Republican debate. Instead, he participated in a pre-recorded interview with Tucker Carlson, which was published to the platform formerly known as Twitter at the exact same time that the debate started, 9 p.m. Eastern time last night. It was a farcical interview with a depressed seeming Donald Trump, clearly feeling the pressure from the multiple indictments. He will be arrested today in Fulton County, Georgia. And this, I know it sounds like a joke. It sounds like a joke. But Trump brought up the issue of water pressure and plumbing with Tucker Carlson. Have you ever seen a president so obsessed with toilets and shower heads and water pressure? And Tucker almost seems a little bit confused by it.
Wait, they have sinks where no water comes
out? Sure, you have restrictors. When I say no water, very little water, you want to wash your hands, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen this, and you turn on the sink and it's very little. Or you want to wash your beautiful hair, right? And you're standing under a shower. Then the suds never go. The water comes out very slowly. I'm sure you've seen this. It usually takes place in new hotels and new homes.
Yeah, you take a drill and take the limiter out.
Well, you can, but now they make it so you can't do that so easily. They have a restrictor. It's called a restrictor, and it restricts the water from coming out. So I ended all of that, and you have to see these. They let the water come out.
There you go. Trump is very much against restricting water pressure, and everything about this is in disturbance.
Fucking good dude.
From parody, Trump obsessed with water heads, water flow, and all this stuff. Tucker doing his confused face like, wait, there's sinks with no water? What do you mean, sir? And this really set the tone for the entire interview. Tucker Carlson asking Trump, do you think Jeffrey Epstein actually killed himself? And here is Trump weighing in, but also not really weighing in.
Do you think Epstein killed himself sincerely?
I don't know. I will say that, you know, he was a fixture in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know what Barr said about it either. I have no idea what he said. What did he say? He killed himself, probably.
He said he killed himself and that they were going to do this investigation. They never did the investigation. It's never been public. Well, and they hid it. And like, why are they doing that? And clearly Barr knew. But why would Bill Barr be covering up the death of Jeffrey Epstein?
Bill Barr didn't do an investigation on the election fraud either. OK, he said he did and he pretended he did, but he didn't. McSwain, the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, said Barr just wouldn't let him do it. It was crazy.
So as you can see, really hitting all of the important issues with this low energy, low mood, depressed Trump. Water pressure and Jeffrey Epstein. And this actually came up again with Tucker saying, do you think it's possible that Jeffrey Epstein was killed and did not take his own life?
Do you think it's possible that Epstein was killed?
Oh, sure. It's possible. I mean, I don't really believe. I think he probably committed suicide. He had a life with, you know, beautiful homes and beautiful everything.
I don't understand the problem here. Trump's just saying what he believes. He fucking doesn't know. He's not saying he knows what happened, and he's just saying, yeah, he's speculating like any fucking one else would. It's all speculations. No one got the fucking, we all think we know what happened, but we all don't know what happened. We don't have any proof. What do you want him to say? Or you, what the fuck different do you want him to say? You fucking idiot, Pakman.
Everything, and he all of a sudden he's incarcerated and not doing very well. I would say that he did. But there are those people, there are many people, I think you're one of them, right? But a lot of people think that he was killed. He knew a lot on a lot of people.
He was killed.
You think so?
I think the closer you look, I'm not a conspiracy person at all.
No.
I believe
he's only promoted like 12 different conspiracy theories in the last year. I mean, he's not a conspiracy person at all. Eventually, moving on to something marginally more substantive, Tucker Carlson asks Trump whether he thinks we're moving towards civil war. I'm trying to parse Trump's answer here. He definitely doesn't say no.
Do you think we're moving towards civil war?
There's tremendous passion and there's tremendous love. You know, January 6th was a very interesting day because they don't report it properly.
Yep.
I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. And you know some of the crowds I've spoken before. And like July 4th on the mall, I think they had 1 million people there.
They did not.
But I think that the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was on January 6th. And people that were in that crowd, a very, very small group of people, and we said patriotically and peacefully, peacefully and patriotically, right? Nobody ever says that. Go peacefully and patriotically.
You did.
But
tweet got deleted.
People that were in that crowd that day, very small group of people, went down there, and then there are a lot of scenarios that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But people in that crowd said it was the most beautiful day they've ever experienced. There was love in that crowd. There was love and unity. I have never seen such spirit and such passion and such love. And I've also never seen simultaneously and from the same people such hatred,
right,
of what they've done to our country.
And was it even the same people? What about the buses of people shipped in and just marched straight to the Capitol door, and then the cops just let them in, and then fucking Nancy's daughter was there with a fucking film crew. Look, like the fucking setup, you fucking idiots.
So I guess bottom line, he's not saying we aren't moving towards civil war, although it's a weird way of saying it. Trump not pleased with the way Joe Biden looks when he goes to the beach.
They love pictures of him on the beach. I think he looks terrible on the beach. He looks terrible on the beach.
Skinny legs.
Well, he can't walk through the sand. You know, sand is not that easy to walk through.
There you go. Sand is tough. Sand will get you every single time. And then lastly, talking about Hillary Clinton's voice, and Tucker has no idea what Trump even means here.
But you've been around long enough now. You've seen many elections criticized. I mean, Hillary Clinton goes crazy. Every time she talks, she says, he's not the president, Jimmy Carter said, he's not the president. Well, I am the president. Hillary Clinton called me, by the way, 3:02 in the morning to congratulate me the night of the election.
Did her voice crack?
Well, her voice was it's very different, I will say. I won't get into that. But
what do you mean?
Her voice was very different.
Tucker's like, what the hell are you talking about? Her voice was different in what way? So as you can see, very much looking forward to getting past the 2016 election. And we're still not past 2020 either. It's just living in the past. This was Trump's big blockbuster interview. That's what he did instead of debating. Is this the right strategy?
Yes.
I don't know. Let me know in the comments. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. And we will be back right after this.
It was right.
Staying
Trump's a fucking legend.